Of course, this castle is very typical of the late 13th century. Master James of St. George brought in the most skilled artisans from all over the kingdom, like masons from,
Go on.
Yes, masons. The most skilled... I'm sorry, my head, sudden pain. What was I saying?
About the stone masons.
I'm sorry. My head, the pain...
They were brought in from the quarries of Devon and Dorset.
Dorset? Is that in... Look, who are you?
You don't remember?
I don't. What am I doing here? Oh, my God.
Yes?
Who am I?
Good, good.
These noises are good?
Some of them, yes. Now then, gravitic shift compensator set. Osmotic dampers running up to speed. Accelerometers accelerating.
You say these things to make me ask questions.
Well, it's the best way to learn. I'm trying to teach you, Leela. You can't go through life never knowing what a gravitic drift compensator is for, can you? I mean, you might get stuck in a gravitic drift. And then where would you be, apart from... in a pickle.
So, what is a gravitic drift?
I don't know. But then I've never been stuck in one. I take precautions. Right. We'll be arriving soon.
Where will we be arriving?
More questions. You see, it's working. And you can ask all the questions you like at the Moravanian Museum.
The where?
The Moravanian Museum. The greatest collection of Earth artifacts in the known universe. Anywhere or anywhen.
Earth again.
It's actually on Moravania Minor. But you need to know about your heritage. If you don't know where you came from, how can you possibly know where you're going?
We have arrived.
We're a few hours early, by the look of it.
Early for what?
The opening of the new Renaissance section. Big ceremony. Anyone who's anyone will be there. Professor Dolores, of course, and the Archimandrake of Fastidious Nine. Old Matthias Pendleton never misses these events. Especially if there are biscuits. He likes his ginger snaps, does old Matthias.
Will I like this runny science section?
Like it? You'll adore it. You'll especially like the speeches.
Speeches?
Oh, yes. They always ask me to say a few words.
This is a strange museum.
This isn't a museum. I wonder where we are.
There is a fortress.
Oh, that's the village church. This is the village green. Still, it's a lovely day. Quick stroll, work out where we are, recalibrate the calibrations and try again. Ah, here comes someone who'll know. We are looking for the Moravanian Museum on Moravania Minor and we seem to... Really?
Doctor, this is a dog. There were dogs in London.
It might look and sound like a dog, but this could be the dominant life form here.
Is something wrong, furry one?
Oh, no, that's a good question. You will let me know if you find there's anything wrong, won't you? Of course you will, you old dog.
Scruffy!
Who's calling me Scruffy?
Come on, Scruffy!
Goodbye, Scruffy dog.
Oh, bye then. I usually get on terribly well with dogs, you know.
Careful. Careful. Ah, there you are, my little beauties.
These gates are rather imposing. This drive must be...
What in heaven's name do you think you're doing?
I'm sorry?
You've scared them off. And I was so close.
You are a huntress. I also hunt the savage beasts.
I don't know about savage. What makes you think I'm a huntress?
The net, possibly. Bit of a clue, wouldn't you say? Careful with it. You'll have someone's eye out.
I'll have your guts for garters if you scare them away again.
Guts for garters?
I don't even think about it.
You watch the ground closely, so are you tracking wild beasts? Like the scruffy dog?
That dog's a menace. He's worse than you, whatever your name is.
Doctor and Leela.
Oh, they're all doctors here, if they exist at all. I was just about to get a really good look at a pale, clouded yellow until you came along. I want to check they've got the legs right.
The legs?
Yes. You'd know all about the legs by the look of you. Expecting it to be more tropical, were you? Or bohemian?
Are you a lepidopterist?
I am the lepidopterist. Professor Hilda Lutterthwaite. I expect you've heard of me.
I expect I have.
What is a lepidopterist, Doctor?
Shh! There's one. Look. Carefully now. Don't frighten the poor thing away.
It is very small. There is much skill in this.
I should say.
How do you intend to kill it?
I beg your pardon?
Will you catch it in your net and then crush it like a baby hoarder? Or will you take it on the wing with a Janus thorn fired from a blowpipe? Oh, you do not wish to kill the fluttering creature.
You must forgive Leela, Professor. She has an incorrigible sense of humour.
But why do you carry a net, if not to capture the creatures?
Well, it's useful to stop them flying off. But I never keep them trapped for long. They're irregular migrants, the pale-clouded yellows. Been coming to Britain since the 18th century.
I know the feeling.
There were over 2,000 sightings in 1900. They like open downland or coastal cliffs. Goodness, is that a scarce swallowtail? Do excuse me.
Goodbye. Say hello to the scarce swallowtail for us.
Yes, I will. I'll see you later.
Are we expecting someone, Christopher?
Well, I'm certainly not.
It might be Professor Lutterthwaite.
Ah, here's Jefferson.
Visitors, sir. The Doctor and Miss Leela.
Hello there, I say. Quite a party. Mind if we sit down? What a wonderful armchair.
Lovely arms.
Do you know these people, Doctor?
Not yet. Doctor, is it? A man of learning.
Modesty forbids, but yes, learning, knowledge, accomplishment, and impeccable style.
So I see.
And that's Leela. I'm still working on her style.
Professor Lutterthwaite said she would see us here.
Well, any learned friend of Professor Lutterthwaite is welcome. I'm Reginald Harcourt, and this is my daughter Lizzie, and her fiancé, Christopher Manners.
How do you do?
Delighted, Doctor. And Miss Leela, was it?
It still is.
I think Beryl was bringing a pot of tea, wasn't she, Jefferson?
Indeed so, sir.
You're very kind. Who was it said that the proper use of tea is to relax the studious?
I believe you'll find it was Samuel Johnson.
You know, I do believe it was.
A cup of tea. And then, no doubt, you'll be wanting to see the collection.
You ordered tea, sir.
Thank you, Beryl.
What is this collection?
Forgive me. But why did you come, if not to see the collection?
It does seem a little peculiar.
Well, we were past it. You didn't answer Leela's question, Mr. Harcourt. What is this a collection of?
Of? Why? It's a collection of everything. Through there is the arts and crafts section.
There is something wrong here, Doctor. I can feel it.
Oh, he's just an acquisitive intellectual.
Why are there spaces amongst the things he has collected?
Good question. I'll ask him. Mr. Harcourt, we were just wondering, why are there spaces?
Spaces?
As though you have removed items.
That's because I haven't collected them yet. Now, through there is the armory, but what I'd really like to show you, Doctor,
is... An armory? You have weapons? Good, good, good!
Is it?
Leela's an expert in armaments.
Is she, by Jove? Then you can take a look, my dear. If you can provide any new information, let me know. I crave knowledge. I'm an intellectual jackdaw.
I thank you.
And, Doctor, perhaps I can show you my paintings.
Thank you, I'd like that. I'd like that very much. I'm a great fan of art. And what a remarkable gallery. Is that an Edward Johnson? And surely that's by Armstrong. The texture's unmistakable.
You're impressed.
Oh, so many paintings. And all by contemporary painters. Nothing more than, what, 50 years old?
He was specialised in the Edwardian and the Victorian. After all, the best place for, say, a medieval collection would be in a castle.
I suppose it would. What a pity you don't have a castle.
Yes. What a pity.
Oh, look. Another space. Empty wall between Frederick Layton and... Who's this? Miles Kennington Lord.
Sadly, for the moment, there remain some gaps in the collection.
I suppose, really, this is where we'd expect to find the Irish painter, Lighthorn.
Tell me about Lighthorn.
Millicent Mary Lighthorn from Cork, I believe. Painted beautiful views of the harbour. Stunning use of sunlight. Millicent could make her sunlight gleam on the water like no one else.
You see her paintings now? In your mind's eye?
Oh, I do. I do. And Millicent, too. Quite remarkable. Died of consumption, poor thing.
Now, I believe Jefferson is looking for some more interesting volumes in the library.
You handle that revolver like an expert.
I fired one at a dragon.
Goodness me, how exciting!
Do you not use these weapons to hunt or to defend your dwelling?
Lord, no.
Then why do you have them?
It's a collection.
You do ask a lot of questions. What on earth's that?
Christopher, darling.
It is a cry of distress, not pain. Do not worry. I shall make sure there is no torture here.
Torture?
Professor Lutterthwaite.
It's gone. It's all gone.
What is wrong?
He's taken it all. Left only pain.
I always hate the pain and distress.
Shh. It's all right, darling.
Who has done this?
Everything gone. How can I go on now? The constant pain.
I'll find Jefferson. He knows what to do.
Don't leave me here. Christopher.
Of course not, my love. Come with me.
Everything. I don't even know how much.
We must find the doctor.
My whole world.
Lie there and cry out your tears. I will fetch the doctor.
I thought parsley was either flat-leafed or curly-leafed, and that was it.
Petrus alinum crispum.
We have examples of every type of parsley.
Someone's gone to a lot of trouble pressing all these plants into this book, cataloguing every species of... What about cow parsley?
Cow parsley, Doctor?
Cow parsley.
Tell us about cow parsley.
Oh, it grows in meadows and hedgerows and woodlands. Sometimes known as wild-beaked parsley or keck. I have no idea why. Good for indigestion, I'm told.
Fascinating. Now, if you're happy to browse, I'm afraid there are some other matters that Jefferson and I must attend to.
Indeed there are, sir.
If you will excuse us for a few moments, Doctor.
Gladly.
Indulge yourself, Doctor.
Oh, I will, thank you. So many books. And all of them published in the last 50 years.
Doctor!
Shh, Leela. This is very odd.
The professor. She needs help.
Then let's go and help her. Odd can wait if someone's in trouble. Come on.
Doctor, are you hurt?
Toothache.
Toothache? You are rubbing the back of your head.
Oh, that's better. Mental defense is kicking in. Good, good. For a moment there, it felt as if I was having a tooth pulled out through my ear.
You have not felt this before?
Not with these teeth.
Oh.
Now, that's strange. Look, Leela.
The armory.
That makes sense.
Wait for me! The wise woman.
Professor Lutterthwaite in the armory with a revolver. Let me see that.
Good grief.
Professor Lutterthwaite has shot herself.
The poor woman.
Beryl's telephoning the police.
They'll work out what's happened.
You put much faith in your blue guards.
They only need to check the video.
Check the video?
I'm sorry. Not with you, Doctor.
Well, look. See, the camera up there.
Like Zoannan used.
Eh?
To watch the Tersh.
Ah.
You're pointing at an empty wall.
I was pointing at... They're in every room. You can't see them?
There's nothing there.
We should wait in the drawing room. Christopher?
Of course. Coming, darling.
Why can they not see the cameras?
Post-hypnotic suggestion, perhaps. I don't know. And what drove poor Hilda here to shoot herself? Come on. I want to look at those paintings.
What paintings?
The paintings that weren't there a few minutes ago. was a blank wall, remember?
Yes.
And now we have all 11 major works of Millicent Mary Lighthorne. When the boats come in, the fisherman's friend, all of them, suddenly here.
A sign.
A sign? It certainly is. But of what?
No, I mean there is a sign there with writing on it.
Oh. Millicent Mary Lighthorne from Cork was noted for her stunning use of sunlight and could make it gleam on the water like no one else. She died of consumption. I couldn't have put it better myself. Cow parsley!
Are you in pain again?
We need to check the library. Come on! It's here somewhere. Here, look. Pressed flowers and plants. Here we are. Cow parsley.
This flattened plant?
Cow parsley. And like the paintings, it wasn't here just now.
There is more writing.
Cow parsley grows in meadows and hedgerows and woodland, sometimes known as wild-beaked parsley or keck, for reasons unknown. Often cited as a cure for indigestion. Ha!
This knowledge is correct?
When I said it was good for indigestion, I meant it will give you indigestion. You certainly shouldn't eat cow parsley. Knowledge here has no sense of perspective.
The Blue Guards are here. They arrived quickly.
Come to obfuscate and misunderstand, no doubt, but we'd better give them the benefit of our expert opinions.
Gentlemen, thank you for coming so prompt. I expect you both know the way.
Inspector, thank goodness.
It's dreadful, dreadful. She just shot herself.
I'll be the judge of that, miss.
I think you'll find it's an open and shut...
Doctor, it is...
And who might you be, sir?
I'm the doctor, of course.
You know who we are.
If you'll just answer the inspector's questions.
Inspector?
I'm Inspector Reginald Harcourt of the local constabulary. And this is Sergeant Jepson. I understand there's been a murder.
Doctor, you say? And your name, miss?
I am Leela, warrior of the Sever Team. You know this.
What are you doing arriving at your own house in a police car wearing raincoats, hats and jangling handcuffs?
We'll ask the questions, if you don't mind, sir.
Careful, Doctor.
It doesn't do to upset the police.
They aren't the police.
Perhaps you'd like to check our warrant cards.
All right, maybe they are the police. Doesn't this strike any of you as strange?
It is strange.
Thank you, Leela. You see, strange.
What is strange, if you don't mind me saying, sir, is your attitude.
Now, we'd better see the crime scene.
Of course. Let me show you.
You can go, Beryl.
Very good, miss.
He knows the way.
Of course. So either both Harcourt and Jepson just happen to have twin brothers in the police, or they're up to...
Ah, Doctor, can you tell us why you moved the gun?
The wise woman was holding it when we found her.
I was making it safe, obviously. She shot herself.
In the head. So you made the gun safe to stop her doing it again, did you, sir?
Don't be a thick bobby.
That's a Mark IV Webley revolver, known as a break top. .455 caliber. Very effective as murder weapons go.
Why do you assume it was murder?
Well, if it wasn't... This is the third motiveless suicide this week.
Set a lot of store by coincidence, do you, sir? We'll need to take statements when we're finished in here.
Doctor, that door, it was not here before.
Like the paintings and the cow parsley. Let's take a look, come on.
You think those two will be a problem, sir?
No. No problem at all.
Astonishing.
How could they make such a large room in so short a time?
And then fill it with specimen cabinets full of butterflies. Moths and butterflies.
Doctor, look.
What have you found?
Beneath this glass. It is the yellow flutterby the professor was hunting.
The pale clouded yellow.
Doctor.
You like my collection?
I thought you were a policeman now.
A man can have a hobby, can't he? Oh, yes. The pale clouded yellow.
Is it native to the area?
It's what lepidopterists call an irregular migrant.
That is what Professor Lutterthwaite said.
It's been coming to Britain since the 18th century.
Is that a fact?
There were over 2,000 sightings in 1900. You know, they tend to like open downland or coastal cliffs.
This is what the professor told us.
Indeed.
And now Professor Lutterthwaite is dead.
Are you suggesting there's some connection?
Is that why she killed herself? For this?
You tell me, Doctor. You're the man with all the answers, it seems.
And that worries you, does it? How does it feel not being the cleverest man in the room?
I wouldn't know. How does it feel?
This place is wrong. We should leave.
You're not going anywhere. Jackson, Sergeant, get in here!
Now, Doctor, run! This way, Doctor, before he recovers. There is another door.
Come back!
Bye-bye!
Jackson!
Sir, what is it?
The Doctor and Leela. I want them found and arrested.
They'll be in the grounds.
They're heading for the wood.
Ah, you there, Constable Manners.
We're pulling for duty, sir.
Come with me, Constable.
Sir.
We've got a couple of murderers to apprehend.
Come on, Leela, this way.
No, we will be safer in the wood.
Come on, Leela, that way.
There they are!
They're making for the wood.
We should get there before they catch us.
We can conceal ourselves among the trees.
Where are they, Constable?
I can't see them.
We'll need more men.
Now, whatever you do, Leela, stay close to me. Look out. Here they come. Get under cover, quick.
Any sign?
You can see they came this way.
Broken branches, foliage pushed aside. They're heading towards the castle. Follow me.
That was close. Come on, Leela. I think it... Leela. Leela. Oh, what part of stay close to me doesn't she understand?
You move like a tash, all bluster and clumsy feet. Doctor? Where are you? Who is there? If you are an animal, know that I can hunt you down.
Help me. Please, help me.
I'm not sure what I expected to find on the other side of the wood, but it wasn't that.
You all right there, sir?
Hello. Beryl, isn't it? You're looking very yokel. Where am I exactly?
You're at the castle.
So I see. Is it just the castle?
Just the castle.
Ah, how very illuminating.
What is it? What is wrong? Are you wounded? Can you walk? The blue guards are searching.
If they catch you, they'll take everything.
We must find the doctor. He will know what to do.
Find the doctor?
Yes.
But I'm here.
What do you mean, weak one?
I am the doctor.
Ah, there you are. Whew, thought I'd lost you. Come on then, Leela.
I found a doctor.
That's nothing. I found a castle.
Where are we going?
Back to the TARDIS.
What is a TARDIS? Is it something I've forgotten?
No, it's something you never knew.
Doctor, he says that knowledge has been taken from him. Is that what Professor Flutterby meant?
Yes, I know where we are now. We thought we'd veered off course, but we hadn't.
You wanted to take us to a museum.
I remember I was going to a museum.
The Moravanian Museum.
Yes, I was invited. Then he asked me to arrive early because...
Doctor, his mind has gone.
Poor chap, poor chap. I wonder who... Wait a minute. Don't I know you, sir? Yes, of course. Dr. Henry Carnforth, the great medieval expert and scholar.
Carnforth? Yes. I am. Henry Carnforth.
I recognize you from the author photograph on the back of Medieval Builders, The Complete and Scholarly Guide.
He is a man of learning?
His book's the definitive work. I haven't read it, mind you. Very small print, but the pictures are terribly good.
We are nearly there.
Are you sure?
Don't worry, Henry. Leela's tracking skills are peerless. She could find her way through the laborious labyrinth made by the Maze Masters of the Mapless Zone and back again in the dark.
You said we arrived at the museum, Doctor, but... this wood does not look like a museum.
More like a theme park for academics and experts. Different areas for each period.
The professor was an expert. Then she forgot.
And Harcourt knew everything she'd forgotten about the pale-clouded yellow butterfly. What's the betting he knows all there is to know about medieval castles?
He has stolen their knowledge. That is why the professor said he has taken everything. She meant everything she knew.
To help complete his collection, and everything the professor knew was her life's work. Her life, in fact. Without it, she had no purpose. So she killed herself.
Why have we stopped?
Doctor. Doctor, we are lost.
What?
I do not know where we are. I do not know what to do. I have forgotten how to hunt.
What? But you can't be, unless...
I am losing my mind like the others.
Doctor, what's going on?
Assimilation of knowledge and learning. Only something's gone wrong. This must be the new Renaissance section of the museum.
Runny science again.
The Renaissance was the only period in history when an educated man could hope to know everything. Renaissance man. Knowledge incarnate. Oh, those were the days. The universe has got too big for its boots now, still. Every silver lining has a cloud.
Will we meet this runny science man?
I doubt it. You see, I don't think the Renaissance section is actually about the Renaissance period at all. It's about the birth of a new era of learning. I imagine it's supposed to assimilate knowledge from the best experts, except the mechanisms have gone wrong and taken it all. Not just the copy, but the actual knowledge.
Can we get it back?
Easy as pie once we get back to the TARDIS. This way, I think. Yes, yes, I'm sure I recognise those trees. Quercus cochineer. Come on. I think we should hurry.
Why?
A whole host of experts turning up for the opening ceremony. People who will contribute to galactic history and literally change their worlds. Can't have them accidentally losing their knowledge for the edification and enlightenment of Harcourt.
You know so much, Doctor.
True, very true. I even know a hawk from a handsaw when the wind is in the east.
Can this Harcourt take your knowledge?
You know, I think he's tried, but my mind is protected. Ah, here we are. Look through the trees, and what do we see?
The TARDIS. Doctor, you are brilliant.
There she is, the dear old thing.
That blue box.
The TARDIS.
Yes, yes, we'll be all right now. I can tap into the museum systems and access the knowledge they've taken from you both.
You can do that.
Oh, yes. It'll only take a moment. Probably need to reverse the polarity. That's usually the way it works. And then... Ah.
I'm afraid it's not as simple as that, Doctor.
And you've been hiding behind my TARDIS just to tell me that, have you?
No, not him, not again, please.
Shh, 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 I will protect you.
You do seem to be labouring under a few misapprehensions, Doctor.
Enlighten me, then.
I rather think you will enlighten us, Doctor. Even if I hadn't known where you were, Leela's hunting skills would have led us here.
Then why pursue us through the woods?
Knowledge accumulates. We learn from observation as well as other means.
He took everything from me.
Stealing knowledge and memories.
But don't you understand? The museum systems have gone wrong. I can fix them in a jiffy. All I need to do
is... Nothing has gone wrong.
You can't mean you intended this.
Be careful, Doctor. He holds that gun like one who knows how to kill.
Now, that isn't something we're willing to discuss with murderers. I'm arresting you both for the murder of Henry Carnforth.
What's he saying?
You're being absurd. This man is most obviously alive. He has not been murdered.
He does seem to have a point, sir.
A point easily rectified.
No! No!
Now, as I said, I'm arresting you both for the murder of Henry Carnforth, who is now most assuredly dead. So are you coming quietly?
Or will you be shot while resisting arrest?
Thank you.
Now, as I said, I'm arresting you both for the murder of Henry Carnforth, who is now most assuredly dead. So are you coming quietly?
Or will you be shot while resisting arrest?
Shall I kill him now, Doctor?
I'll have that knife, if you don't mind.
Better let him have it, Leela.
At last!
No! No, no, no! I mean, let him have the knife.
I am a warrior. My blade is a part of me. This is my best weapon.
We'll get it back later. I promise.
You will look after my knife, or I will clean it on your flesh and test its sharpness against your throat.
Spoken like a true killer.
He has the eyes of a killer, Doctor.
As well as the gun.
And my knife.
I asked you to come quietly.
I see you've apprehended the murderers, sir.
We are not murderers.
You got that report type yet, Lizzie?
Almost done, sir.
I'll interview these suspects in my office.
Organise some tea, will you, Beryl?
Of course, Sergeant Jefferson.
It is the same people again.
And look up there.
Another of those cameras.
Collating the data, analysing it, adding to the museum's knowledge.
Right, this way, you two.
I do hope you'll cooperate, Doctor. It's rare that we interview suspects of your obvious calibre.
My obvious calibre? I'll have you know... Oh, my obvious calibre. Oh, thank you. In here, is it? And this would be your office, would it? Very utilitarian. So tell me, what are you collecting here?
Well, this is a police station. So we collect people.
People? You can't collect people.
I assure you we can. The police of this period collected all sorts of people, most of them criminals. But here, we collect everyone.
What do you mean, everyone?
Do you have that book, Jefferson?
Just here, sir.
Take a look, Doctor.
You're right. Everyone. Arthur Conan Doyle, Winston Churchill, the young one, of course. Even the King, with complete and comprehensive biographies. Elgar, Holst, Butterworth, Lloyd George, Kipling, Shaw. Oh, for sure.
This book is like the TARDIS. You keep turning pages, but always there are more.
Smith. Lots of Smiths. Thousands of them. Useful, isn't it?
A book that is bigger inside than outside.
Little tit! Sandwiched between Vester Tilly and Henrik Ibsen. Poor chap. Look at the size of his feet.
I study the book frequently.
There are so many people here. Hundreds that even I haven't heard of.
There is always more to know.
Not always, sir. One day you will know everything.
Can that be true?
Not from this book.
What do you mean?
Well, it's not complete for one thing.
It is absolutely complete.
It contains the lives of everyone from this period.
Everyone who made any contribution to society, to history, however small.
No exceptions.
Really? Then answer me this. Where is Montmorency Peskerville?
Our nurse. You know Christopher Manners from Harley Street?
Of course. It's an honour. What do you want me to do, sir?
It seems the doctor's not cooperating. Nurse, prepare for surgery.
Montmorency Peskerville?
Yes, Montmorency Peskerville. Where is he? There is no sign of him.
Jefferson?
I don't know, sir. I've never heard of the man.
Who is this Montmorency Peskerton?
Montmorency Peskerville? He was a legend. Poet, explorer, adventurer, and a dab hand with a fencing foil. A keen amateur inventor. And you know, he was with Mallory and Irvine when they started their final ascent of Everest.
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. He was Churchill's best man. Always wore odd socks. He was an accomplished magician and wrote some of the most eloquent and exquisite verses since Flecker's Hassan.
This man is not in the book?
He will be.
I should hope so, too. The thing that people tend to forget about Peskerville is that he was one of the original pioneers of cow parsley.
Inspector Harcourt? Doctor, I think it must be for you.
For me? Who is it?
It's a dog.
Ah, must be Scruffy.
The dog we met when we arrived? Can dogs use these talking devices?
Not usually. What's that, Scruffy? I told him to let me know if there was anything odd going on.
And what does Scruffy say?
He says Wolfie's a dog. Thank you, Scruffy. That's very helpful. Yes, and Wolf to the family. I didn't understand a yap of that. But you're in trouble, Harcourt. If dogs are using telephones, then this reality is starting to unravel.
Not really, Doctor. The problem is easily fixed.
What is the problem that must be fixed?
You.
Us? And how many others, Jeffson? The academics and VIPs who are due here soon. Do you really think they'll sacrifice themselves to your grand project?
They live on here.
Like Professor Lutterthwaite? Her memories written on labels of dead creatures?
You could get their knowledge without ripping it away from them. The professor's life isn't worth a pale, clouded yellow any more than mine's worth a cow parsley.
We have experimented with voluntary donations.
Donations?
Sadly, that method is less effective.
We absorb most information using a simple osmotic process. We recreate a distinct era and then absorb all the relevant data.
But why? What for?
We preserve knowledge and learning. Think how much is lost when an expert dies.
How much better if all that knowledge could be bestowed on one man? Think how much more he could accomplish than 1,000 individuals, each with 1,000th of that knowledge.
Renaissance man.
As you say.
As I say, don't you dare put words into my mouth, Harcourt. Just because I understand what you're doing doesn't for one second mean that I think it's right.
What you think doesn't really interest me, Doctor. What does is that we seem unable to remove your knowledge and learning by our usual methods.
Oh, you've realised that, have you?
So we must try other means. Sergeant?
This way, please.
What if we refuse?
Then I shoot you and extract the information from your cold, dead brain.
It was just a thought. See you later then, Inspector.
No, you won't.
Beware, clever one. When I get it back, I shall prove that my knife is sharper than your wit.
Are these the patients?
Just the man. The woman doesn't need surgery. Her mind is already fading.
That is what you think.
Time we were leaving, Leela.
Come along. Mr. Manners is waiting in surgery.
Through here, is it? I'm looking forward to this. No, please, after you.
Now, Doctor, run!
Well done, Leela!
Get after them!
Passageway goes on forever.
Never mind about that. Keep on running. Hold on.
What is it?
A door.
What is inside?
Let's find out. Seems quiet enough.
I do not like this noisy world. All these places.
Bit of a mishmash. Data without structure, knowledge without learning.
What are those flying machines outside?
Spitfires. Pity about your tracking skills. Reaching the TARDIS has to be our first priority.
Are these bottled liquids for drinking?
That's right.
Someone has left their drinking liquid on this shelf, above the dead fire.
Don't touch that brandy, it's Squiffy's. Not that he'll be needing it now, of course. Sorry, forgetting myself. Christopher Manners, I'm one of the pilots.
Where are the other pilots?
Off on a sortie. I'm grounded until my crate's put back together again, what?
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 No, you said what.
Oh, right, yo. I was just saying what.
What?
Exactly so.
These people are very strange, Doctor.
What ho, chaps?
Hello there.
She is different, too. Do they not know?
Brought me a new spit, Lizzie.
They must, if they think about it.
The mechanics are just giving her the once-over.
Super. Lizzie's one of the girls who delivers the new planes. Can't have women fighting, of course.
Why do your women not fight? We are good warriors. Do you not want to fight?
I'd be up there giving Jerry hell if they'd let me.
And who are you when you're not here?
Sorry?
Do you even remember meeting us before?
Careless talk, you know? Doesn't do to discuss things out of context.
So you do know?
Christopher?
It's all right, darling.
Except she's not your darling, is she? Here, she's just delivering a spitfire.
These people are not our enemy.
Victims, more like. Harcourt is the only real threat.
Then we must save them.
And shut this project down before the dignitaries arrive. They'll turn up expecting little cheesy pineapple things on sticks and end up having their brains sucked out.
They will be left empty and afraid.
Like Lutterthwaite and Carnforth.
Looks like the wing commander's here.
Harcourt. Come on, Leela. Time we made ourselves scarce.
people? You think they're spies?
No. No, I don't. I think... Oh, Lizzie, what's happening to us?
Christopher, my love, is it really you?
Leela, run!
No, Doctor, we should lie in wait for the vehicle. We can easily defeat them.
It's not them I'm worried about, it's them!
More flying machines!
Messerschmitts, run!
I thought Harcourt needed you alive.
Typical spoiled child syndrome. If he can't have my knowledge, then no one else can. Look out. Here they come again. This way, Leela.
Move, Doctor. We must reach that building.
Leela, over here. Oh, Leela!
What is this place? There were flying machines.
This is Harcourt International. Can I take your name?
I am Leela, warrior of the...
Of the Sever-team, yes. I have you down for 2:30 with the doctor. His PA is waiting. You'll find the lifts just along there. Press the up button and it'll take you straight to the 12th floor. Ask for Beryl.
The doctor is on the 12th floor.
Quickly, please. We're on a schedule here.
Lift going up. Doors closing.
Doctor? Doctor, are you here?
Miss Leela, you're very punctual.
You again? Where is the doctor?
Dr. Harcourt will be here directly.
Dr. Harcourt?
Dr. Harcourt's diary is very full. You're lucky to get time with him.
Get away from me.
He has an appointment with lots of noted academics and great thinkers later this morning.
I am warning you.
Not to mention several presidents and the all-knowing Arcadian Queen of Tarantellon.
Even without my knife, I can break you.
Who's taken time out from that all-important peace conference in the Faustian sector?
I will not come with you.
Your mind must be wiped clean so that he can appreciate your uniquely primitive perspective.
What are you saying?
Do you like the view, by the way? From here on the 12th floor, we can see right across to the castle and the manor house. Now come this way. Dr. Harcourt is waiting.
I warned you.
You'll pay for that.
Your shoes are not good for this shiny floor.
High heels are fine when I have you by the... throat.
Not anymore. Get away from me. You should fight barefoot like the tigress.
No!
Hold on. I can almost reach you.
The view isn't so good from out here.
Just hold on. Now, grab my arm. Here. Come on.
Goodbye, Leela. Don't keep Dr. Harcourt waiting!
Lift going down.
We don't have strangers here, partner.
Go easy on him, Sheriff. This stranger must have walked in out of the desert.
That's me, the stranger who walks into town from nowhere, puts everything right there and moves on again.
Because while he can fix society, he ain't got no place in it.
Yes, I suppose that's right. I never thought of it quite like that.
What's your name, stranger?
You don't remember me.
I ain't never saw you before in my life, Doctor, and that's a fact.
Me neither, Doctor. Me neither.
So, how come you both know my name?
Help me, please. Help me. Help me.
You are still alive. How can that be after a fall like that?
I feel pain.
Your head is split open, but there is no blood.
Please.
What are you?
Reality is beginning to split apart. This reality, anyway.
What's happening, Christopher?
I don't know, Lizzie.
my love.
I'm frightened.
I'm sorry, I'm so sorry.
What have you done?
Not me. Your whole existence, your personalities are based on archetypes for each period.
But we're real people.
Of course we are.
Look in the mirror. Look across the bar.
What are you doing to him?
Don't be afraid. It's just a sonic screwdriver.
Doctor, what are you...
Christopher, darling!
This isn't your face. Look, it just comes off. And when you look behind a facade, when you look inside his head...
But there's nothing there. It's empty.
What are you doing to me?
Oh, Christopher, he's right. We're just empty shells.
I am so sorry.
I reckon I've seen your face on wanted posters from here to Santa Fe, Doctor.
Is that a fact?
I only deal in facts. Arrest this man, Sheriff Manners.
I'm not a sheriff.
What?
We don't exist. The doctor told us.
Looks like the game is up, Harcourt.
It's Marshall Harcourt.
Really?
No, not really. And as for you two, you're not real anymore. Your purpose is to gather data, now that you can provide no more yourselves. You take on the attributes and characteristics from your contextual environment and absorb knowledge by observation and interaction.
They just soak it up, don't they, Harcourt? Like data sponges. You call that purpose. You know what I think?
I don't care what you think. You're irrelevant, save as a source of data. And I shall have that data. Deputy Jeffson. You!
Let the doctor go or I will shoot you dead.
What have you done with Jeffson?
He will live. I took his gun as he took my knife.
Well done, Leela. Time we were getting back to the TARDIS. I'm closing this project down for good.
Jeffson! Where are you, Jeffson?
Another drink, Sheriff?
I'm not the Sheriff.
I know.
We don't exist.
But we did.
Yes, we did.
Who were we, Christopher? Who did we used to be?
Who are they really, Doctor? Christopher and Lizzie and the others?
They're just shells now, empty vessels. Their minds stolen to create this place. Lured to the museum or plucked from their own time streams and then drained of expertise or contextual knowledge.
They were once experts?
Oh, in their own way. Professor Lutterthwaite would have joined them, but she couldn't handle the initial trauma.
And Carnforth, too.
If he hadn't met us, Carnforth would have become completely empty of knowledge, ready to join the others.
Harcourt has become wise on this stolen knowledge.
He can spout facts and figures, but he doesn't necessarily understand what he knows. There's a difference between knowledge and learning, between data and understanding. This project is geared towards data, and the cost is Christopher and Lizzie, Lutterthwaite and many, many others.
We must save them.
You know, that's just what I thought. Which is why we're not going back to the TARDIS. Not yet.
Then where are we going?
To the manor house.
Perhaps the doctor has realized his efforts are futile. Or perhaps they wish to check on your continuing health, Jeffson. Not amused, I see. Well, go on. Let them in.
If I must, sir.
At last, with the doctor's knowledge, this library, my whole collection, will be complete. I shall finally know everything.
Oh, congratulations, sir.
I can't believe you've really done it.
Is it nearly over? Can you help me? The pain.
The doctor and Miss Leela to see you, sir.
Do not worry, slippery one. We have not come to do battle with you this time.
So why have you come? Have you finally realized the folly of your ways, Doctor?
Hardly. I've come to point out the folly of your ways.
Oh, very true. I fear you're wasting the little time you have left.
Still after my knowledge?
I've been taking it anyway.
Perhaps you hadn't noticed.
Little by little, it has been seeping through whatever defenses you have.
Doctor? Is this true?
Well, I had noticed, actually, Harcourt. I was meaning to talk to you about that. You see, I think you've bitten off more than you can chew.
Don't be like that, Doctor.
Yes, I mean, fair's fair. What Mr. Harcourt has achieved here is...
Is nothing.
He's achieved nothing except a sort of glorified encyclopedia masquerading as a theme park.
Be careful, Doctor.
Help me. Please.
Of course I'll help you. But first, Mr. Harcourt needs my help because there's one thing you obviously don't know.
Then enlighten me.
Oh, if only I could. You want to know everything, to be the Renaissance man nouveau. But the so-called Renaissance men still decided which disciplines to specialize in, even though they knew a huge proportion of all the available knowledge. Far less was known in the 16th century.
You are merely talking about scale.
No, take it from me. It's impossible for a human brain to absorb and retain that much information. You'd need a separate storage system. You'd need a library.
Mr. Harcourt knows everything.
Of course he does.
Are they right, Doctor?
Let's find out. When did Russia finally adopt the Gregorian calendar?
1918. They lost 13 days by going straight from the 31st of January to the 14th of February.
Is this strictly necessary, Doctor?
The highest temperature recorded in the village of Little Cheeming on the Wold in February 1934.
19 degrees centigrade, that's 67 Fahrenheit.
Doctor?
It does seem that I was wrong. I'm sorry.
Your apology is accepted.
It wasn't an apology. I'm sorry because I thought you were the one hoping to become Renaissance man.
What do you mean?
I said that the Renaissance man would need a library, except it isn't this room. Because you are the library, Mr. Harcourt.
What?
You're just another archetype gathering data. Except you store it as well, ready to answer whenever the real Renaissance man asks you.
That's not true.
You mean he's just like us?
He's lost too, like us.
I wonder who you really were. Someone, I suspect, who understood the difference between data and information. Someone who hadn't lost the joy and excitement of discovery and learning.
This isn't true!
Then who is the runny science one?
The curator of the Renaissance section of the museum. Someone who saw a chance to advance his own aims. Make himself important and learned and wise. Someone who could draw on Harcourt's knowledge as if he's a human database. But even so, he could never understand what knowledge means.
What it means?
Surely knowledge is just knowledge.
Really? Then what about love? I think you two understand love, don't you? But you have to experience it. You can't just have someone tell you the facts.
Love. Pain.
Oh, sometimes. And you know all about pain, don't you, Beryl? You know what it is to lose a life, to lose your own life.
But no one can truly know feelings they have not had themselves.
Exactly. And that's the problem. You can't understand what it means. Imagine how it feels when your whole world falls apart around you and you realize the futility of everything, like Lutterthwaite and Carnforth. Can you imagine that, Mr. Jeffson?
It's knowledge that's important, Doctor. I'm surprised a man of your caliber and intellect doesn't appreciate that.
Jeffson, you mean it's true?
Silence. I am the curator here, and you will speak only to answer my questions. You think I enjoy the ancillary information and anecdotes you seem determined to include whenever I submit a query to your database. The sooner the last remnants of your character are expunged, the better.
I will kill him now.
There's no need. You see, the problem with data is integrity, and you don't know you've lost that until your world comes crashing down, literally.
Explain.
Because things without integrity have become part of your world, Jeffson. Russia adopted the Gregorian calendar in 1918, long after most other countries had made the change. But I asked when Russia finally changed to Gregorian.
There is a difference?
Oh, yes. They used what they called the Eternal Calendar in Russia from 1929. They finally changed to the Gregorian calendar in 1940. Harcourt didn't ask me what I meant by finally.
This is irrelevant.
Far from it. It's all about context. Then there's Little Cheeming on the Wold.
What about it?
Or rather there isn't, because I made it up.
But Harcourt knew the temperature there.
Information he thought had seeped from my mind. In fact, I let it slip out.
Look out, the books.
The shelves are coming down.
I told you to be quiet.
Why should they listen to you, Jeffson, when your whole world is collapsing? Never mind cow parsley. Think about Mont Morency Peskerville.
What do you mean?
I see you've acquired several biographies of the man.
They are among the most prized volumes, Doctor.
That's very gratifying, especially as the man never existed. There never was a Montmorency Peskerville.
What?
I invented him, yes. Ever heard of the butterfly effect, Mr. Jeffson? The smallest error in your data, and it can ripple out and have the most appalling consequences.
You can't do this.
It's already done. The butterfly has fluttered her wings. The ripples are spreading, and the walls come tumbling down.
Harcourt, what can I do? I need data.
If I am not real, if I am just a sum of other people's knowledge, then what can I tell you? Ask a book.
Doctor, this whole building is coming down.
This whole world, Leela?
No, this is my world. The data is accurate. I decide the context. I shall know everything, everything.
What will happen to us?
Are we real?
Will the pain stop?
Doctor, my skills have returned, and I took back my knife when Jeffson's mind was falling apart.
Well done, and it's not just his mind. The whole world is falling apart. There goes the manor house. Just in time. The academics will be arriving soon.
The TARDIS! Oh, look! One can know everything. Why are you trying to teach me?
Oh, just because you can't doesn't mean you shouldn't try. What a magnificent goal, eh? A worthy aspiration to want to learn as much as you possibly can about everything.
So it is not wrong?
No, of course not, unless it's at the expense of other people, of course. No matter how precious knowledge and learning are, is it worth more than a single human life?
Thank you, Doctor. I have learned something. What happened to Jeffson, Harcourt, and the others?
Well, I expect they're back where they belong. Massive systems reset, and now they're experiencing the loss and love and excitements and disappointments of real life. You know, there's nothing quite like it, really.
I know.
I'm so pleased you could make it.
These cheesy things look very good.
Welcome to the new Renaissance section of the Mauravanian Museum.
At last! Oh. Is this it?
I don't understand. There's nothing.
A huge... empty space. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
Isn't it?
A vast statement, but no one can ever know everything. A metaphor for the huge challenge of learning.
An inspiration to us all.
Yeah.